Welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Craig Hemke, founder and editor of tfmetalsreport.com. Craig, let's first start by talking about the COT reports and that short covering by the speculators that we saw about 2 weeks ago now. That's when the price of gold actually managed to bounce up, take out some of the short-term resistance that it was dealing with at about 1220. Unfortunately, ever since that move, gold is still grinding up, but it's not getting those same type of pops that it had just in that 1 week. I know we're all waiting for even more short covering to come out of the specs, but were you encouraged, or how encouraged were you to see the specs start to cover and the price start to move, but again, not break out to the upside by any substantial sense?
Corey, I suppose I was probably, I don't know if encouraged is the right word, but we'll use it. I was encouraged that it basically affirmed that most recent COT report. It affirmed what you and I have been talking about every week. And it's twofold. It's one, you know, just because we'd had this shift where the speculators were kind of net short and the commercials were net long for the first time, you know, in maybe in history or since anybody could remember. That didn't mean that it was some extreme thing that was going to set off, you know, some 40% rally. And so one, that kind of affirms what that point that you and I have been discussing. The other part it affirms is something I've been railing about now for, I don't know, a month or two. And it's this notion that some analysts have put out there that now that the commercials were net long, that they were suddenly going to stand down, you know, and that the next time price rallied, that the position wasn't just going to shift back from the specs being short to the commercials being short again. You know, that somehow, you know, the banks, that meant the banks had accumulated a bunch of metal and now they were going to sit back and they were going to make a dollar for every ounce. I mean, come on. That's not how banks operate. That certainly over time we've learned that is definitely not how the COMEX operates. And so I think both those notions were proven out by last week's COT. We had a pop 2 weeks ago, Thursday, you know, 2 weeks ago to whatever the day that was, the 11th of October, where price rose $34. It was the best single day since Brexit. And on that day, we saw open interest in COMEX gold rise by 25,000 contracts. So you knew that next COT report, which came out last Friday, was going to reflect a pretty massive change, because for a net change of 25,000 contracts, you probably had, you know, a whole bunch of new longs that overwhelmed the amount of short covering that was done. And at the end of the day, as we got this COT last week, yeah, all of a sudden it's back to being normal, you know, whatever, where the speculators are net long and the commercials are net short. And even within that kind of disaggregated report, there had been something like 110,000 contract net short position for managed money. And then last week it was like less than 50,000. And you got all of that massive of a change for a $40 move during the course of the reporting week. So again, encouraging is not the right word, but it did at least prove out two things that you and I have talked about on almost a weekly basis for the last couple of months. One, that the COT, just because it has shifted, it's not an extreme shift. Nobody was 300,000 contracts net long or short. And two, this notion that all of a sudden, just because finally we saw a net long position for the commercials, that didn't mean that all of a sudden the COMEX games were over and prices were going to soar. All of that, unfortunately, has been proven correct.
Absolutely. You are right on that. And I think just a level head when you're looking at these markets and understanding that a lot of other things need to change in the global financial world for the gold price to really get screaming higher. But it is still, I even take away, encouraging seeing gold weather this volatility that we're seeing in the U.S. equity markets. And on a day when the stock market drops, gold is garnering at least a little bit of a buy. And on a day when the stock market is bouncing back, gold usually doesn't sell off all that much or just trickles a little bit lower. This week, however, we are seeing a little bit of a divergence between the gold price and the stocks. I really feel like we're all still waiting for the gold stocks to start to lead to the upside. But this week, the gold price is pretty much flat, maybe down about $2 as we're recording this. course from where it opened Monday, but GDX is down over 5%. So we're still seeing these stocks lag, and I think that's still a key indicator for maybe future runs being a bit muted for gold. What would you have to say?
Yeah, it's really a reflection of just how horrible the sentiment is, you know, and that the sector is just hated and there are no flows to it from any corner of the globe. And until things start to change, and, you know, you and I talked about maybe whether that Rand Gold Barrick merger would, you know, prompt some institutional money to go, maybe there's more of that to come. We ought to start looking at that sector, you know, as a way to gain some alpha. But even that kind of luster seems to be fading. Yeah, what we really need is the prices to run more than anything else to get people's get sector's attention, get flow of funds back into the sector. As we talk about that, you know, I think the biggest thing to watch, and I think we can relate this back to that big move 2 weeks ago on that Thursday the 11th. Well, on Wednesday the 10th was a really bad day for the stock market too, and I even joked to my subscribers and on Twitter that how long and how far does the stock market have to fall before Trump starts talking about firing Powell? And I mean, the very next day, or maybe it was that evening, all of a sudden Trump's got remarks about how everything would be great and my economy and my stock market would be kicking butt if it wasn't for Powell. Oh my God, this is actually playing out. Well, that served a purpose, because it shifted the sentiment, I think, a little bit on that day. And then you're still seeing this in relation to the stock market, because, I mean, for now and really since this last six, eight months, the gold market in general and people addressing that invest in it, whether it's hedge funds or whatever, are looking at the Fed policy and going, God, there's, you know, look at the dot plot. You know, there's Fed fund rate hikes as far as the eye can see. Now, even though the last time the Fed went on this consistent interest rate hike policy from 2003 to 2007, gold went from 400 to 1,000. Regardless of that, it seems like in today's, you know, instant gratification world, people just see the fact that the Fed is hiking and they think, well, I don't want anything to do with gold. And, you know, we've had the last 6 or 7 months as we have. By Trump seeing the stock market go down and then putting out, you know, these trial balloons about Powell and the Fed, I think it's gotten, in a broad sense, people to say, you know what, maybe there won't be four rate hikes in 2019. You know, if the stock market keeps going down, maybe instead the Fed will stop and maybe instead a recession will start, and then we'll be talking about, you know, maybe lower rates next year. And I think that factored in to that big jump back on the 11th, which went up through the 50-day and caused all this short covering, and the fact that we've held in there ever since. And so I think watching the stock market in general is a good use of time at this point, because if we continue to fall from here, we were down, you know, 8-9% now from the peak in the over the last 3 weeks. If we continue to fall from here, that may all continue to play out and become kind of self-fulfilling. So at least maybe that's something to root for.
Yeah, maybe it is. And you know what? After yesterday's move, we did actually see some of the major markets be negative for the year. We haven't seen that in, man, forever, having the markets negative for the year. So who knows? Maybe it will all start to matter. But again, it's all part of a bigger picture and waiting for the Fed to switch course. I think that next year, I think they're going to tell everybody that they are going to wind down their rate hikes because they're going to reach that neutral rate. So they can always, in a sense, wind down rate hikes in a hawkish way. But that's when the market, I think, really does need to take note of it. One other thing to consider is that gold is hanging up there quite nicely, even when the US dollar is coming very close to breaking out through that high that it put in middle August. That high was 96.86, and some of the recent ticks on that US dollar index around 96.67. So we're coming very close to that. If we break that, then we go the whole way back to middle of 2017, since we saw a level in the dollar at that level. What do you think the significance is? The dollar moving higher, gold stabilizing? Again, it all plays into a bigger picture, but I think it's a longer-term bigger picture that we need to look at.
Yeah, I think it's almost more on a sentiment basis that the dollar factors in, because people see the dollar rising. Or let me put it this way. I feel like a lot of folks make a buy-sell decision as to whether they're going to be long COMEX gold based on the trend in the dollar. Well, I'd like to buy gold here, but the dollar looks like it's trending up, so I'll hold off. So it's kind of a sentiment thing because, again, like you said, you can look back. I mean, we're at 96.5. Well, the last time we were there was in August. But gold is $50, $60 higher than it was at the same time it was there. Or you could look back last week when it was close to 95, 95 and a half. That's where the dollar peaked out back in late May. Well, gold was 1310 when the dollar was 95 back in late May. So I'm just one of those. I think there's a, I think it's too much of a generalization to just simply say that gold goes up when the dollar goes down and vice versa, because there's a lot more factoring in on a daily basis. But I do think it's important in investment decisions on a broad sense, that because people will say, eh, I don't want to own gold, or I don't own the miners because I think the dollar's going higher. So you want that flow, that tide, that momentum to be on your side of the dollar going lower. It certainly helps, and the dollar going higher certainly hurts. But I'm reluctant to say that there's, you know, some kind of direct one-to-one kind of thing.
No, and in all fairness, sometimes there is that inverse correlation, but other times, as Jordan Royburn points out, this can be positive for gold in the longer sense if the dollar continues to move higher and puts pressure on other economies around the world.
Yeah.
And further puts pressure on the Fed. We are still, though, for gold, waiting for some of these moving averages to be taken out. The 50-week, either exponential, is sitting at 1257. The simple moving average for the 50-week is 1278. We need a little bit more movement higher, and gold does continue to move higher, but it's a slow grinding process, and that's because, as you keep pointing out, sentiment towards the metals still is very much depressed or ignored. I think you can use either of those terms. Craig, good chatting with you. Thanks for updating us on some of those recent moves in the COT reports. Let's see what tomorrow brings when we saw another volatile week in U.S. equities. Gold, not so much.